This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
It's day 13 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, and this is another extemporaneous piece. Actually, I am taking a leaf from Nettie with her permission and doing my version of dinner and a movie. In this case, the movie is the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society, which dropped on Netflix on Friday night. I read the book when it came out 10 years ago, 9 years ago. I think the American version was 9 years ago and the British version was 10 years ago. And I don't remember which one I read, but I read it when it was brand new. And it's a charming story about that in the novel version is completely epistolary, meaning it's all in letters. And it starts with this woman who is a published author writing under a pen name, even though she really wants to write something else. Receiving a letter from a guy on the island of Guernsey who says, I have this used book that had your address in it and it really touched me and I just wanted to let you know and talk about the book a little bit. And they start a correspondence. And it turns out that he's part of this book club called the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. She asks him how they got this name and why potato peel. And it turns out that it was an off-the-cuff excuse for a bunch of people being out after curfew during the Nazi occupation of Guernsey during World War II. And of course, close correspondence turns into romance, and she learns all the stories of the people in the group and falls in love with them, and there's a love interest of her own who she really isn't all that committed to. It's in many ways very predictable, but it's also very charming. It is long enough ago that I have, since I have read the book, that I wasn't able to watch the movie and go, oh, they changed this, they changed that. They actually did leave out an entire subplot. I think the story is stronger for not having the subplot, but the movie itself is incredibly charming. It was the perfect way for me to spend Saturday afternoon on a rainy day when I was fighting a migraine, just lying around, elevating my knee, watching this charming movie and sipping Earl Grey tea and eating lemon cake. But I am not pairing this movie with Earl Grey tea and lemon cake, although you totally could. Instead, my recommendation is to pair it with peasant's pie or shepherd's pie. Technically, shepherd's pie has to be made with lamb, but lamb isn't something that the average American tends to buy just to make shepherd's pie, so we make peasant's pie with ground beef. Because I'm a snob, my ground beef is always organic and grass-fed and ultra-lean. But use what makes you happy, or what you can afford. And shepherd's pie is really easy. You just do you just saute ground beef and vegetables with a brown sauce that's based in Worcestershire sauce but has some other spices in it. Peas are a must. You put it on a pie pan, and then you pipe mashed potatoes on top and bake the whole thing until the potatoes form sort of a crust. It's delicious. It's comforting. It's, again, the perfect rainy day food. I would pair it with a stout or anything that isn't a pilsner, basically, in terms of beer. I tend to like weird Mexican beer, so I would pair it with like Indio or Bohemia, but if you want to put it with Guinness, which is way more traditional, that's fine. Again, whatever makes you happy. So that's my episode for today. Remember that you can check out the entire Dog Days feed at dogdaysofpodcasting.com, and thanks for listening.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 International license. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.